have 650, more or less, federal district court judges around the country. Kansas is entirely one district. We have multiple judges, but one district. Missouri is split into multiple districts. Arkansas is multiple districts. Depends on the size of your state, typically. And district court judges, appointed by the president, confirmed by the Senate, are the trial court judges in their district. That's what they do. Well, the question becomes, when there's a lawsuit brought against the United States or its agencies or its employees, including, for example, the president, its officers, and a district court judge enters an injunction that says, hey, stop, just stop doing what you're doing while we sort this all out, or permanently, whatever it is, an injunction, stop doing that, government. The question is, when does that district court judges only apply within that judge's district or against the specific parties who brought the lawsuit, the people, the groups that brought the lawsuits? Government, stop doing this to those people because they've sued you and they've convinced me that, you know, they might have a case, so pause what you're doing to them. As opposed to that single district court judge's injunction applying nationwide, hey, government, hey, Mr. President, hey, federal agency of ABC, this one plaintiff in this one district in this one part of the country has convinced me they might have a case as to what you're doing to them, but I'm going to tell you to stop doing what you're doing everywhere, all across the country, to everybody, even if others might see it completely differently, might be happy with what you're doing, and might not have made a case that there's any legal problem with it. That's the issue. When a single district court judge enters an injunction or a restraining order, injunctive relief, when can that apply nationwide, and when can it only apply to the parties in the courtroom or in their district? And it's been the case for 50 years that there are some special circumstances, extraordinary times, when a single judge's injunction can apply nationwide. But that's supposed to be rare. That's supposed to be the exception, not the rule. After all, these federal district courts are supposed to resolve cases and controversies. That's what the Constitution says, the dispute between the parties in front of them, not policy issues nationwide. But if you go back and look at the trend lines, what used to be a very rarely invoked authority, these nationwide injunctions, has become very common. There's a Harvard study that quantifies some of these. When George W. Bush was president for those 8 years, there were six times that district court judges entered nationwide injunctions. Six. During the eight Obama years, there were 12 times. 12. During the first Trump administration, just 4 years, 64 times individual federal district court judges entered these nationwide injunctions, stopping the president or the administration nationwide because of a dispute in one district. Then it dropped back down under Biden. There were 14 times. And now, under President Trump's second administration, last I checked, which was about 3 weeks ago, there had already been 15, more than in the entire Bush administration, more than the entire Obama administration, more than the entire Biden administration, and it had only been about 2 months. So what we're trying to do in this bill is restore balance. Say, yeah, there are extraordinary moments when a district court judge might have reason to kind of put things on pause nationwide, but that needs to be very rarely used. And right now, it's not being rarely abused. It's being abused. And so that's what this bill is all about. No Rogue Rulings Act is trying to tip that balance back to make sure that it is a rare exception when a district court judge blocks something nationwide. And by the way, I say that as somebody who, when I was Attorney General in Kansas, I brought lawsuits asking district court judges to block federal actions nationwide. And we won some of those lawsuits. But we also respected that we had to do that rarely and in a targeted way when we were pretty darn sure that we were going to win on appeal and that, you know, there was a legal policy justification for asking for that relief. So we showed restraint. Some of the folks now litigating are not showing restraint, and that's created the problem. And so that's it. And here's the interesting thing. Both Democrats and Republicans have agreed on this over the years. Justice Kagan, one of the more liberal justices on the Supreme Court, has, as recently as 2 years ago, expressed that, hey, this is a real problem, these nationwide injunctions coming out in big numbers from district courts. President Biden's Solicitor General, his top appellate lawyer, argued in the U.S. Supreme Court as recently as last fall that these nationwide injunctions from district courts were being abused. And, of course, more conservative thinkers have as well. Justice Gorsuch has criticized them. So this ought to be something we all agree on. But, you know, state of American politics right now, it's not. Generally, Republicans supported it this week, and Democrats